talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gilliard Center. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which takes place every April, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage, and we'll be talking with Liz Baker. Also, Kathy McKay with McKay Insurance. Shoshana Such with In and Outdoor Cabinetry. Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance, and also Andrea Futerol with Aqua Blue Pools. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage, located at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard, right at the corner of Houston Northcutt and Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Liz Baker with Coralberry Cottage. How are you, Liz?
I'm doing good, Tim. Good to have you here today.
Well, thank you for hosting today's radio show.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Take a moment and tell everybody about Coralberry Cottage.
Okay. Well, if you haven't been here, you're in for a treat. Everyone that shops with us always comments on what a wonderful place it is, and we're always proud to make you feel like it's an extension of a friend's house, you know. Mm-hmm. But the best part is that you can actually shop with us. Mm-hmm. You can take something home from your friend's home. But we love our great customer service. We have great gals here that are here to help you with all of your furnishing needs. We're also known for having great gifts and accessories. We cover all the bases that are around a home. We also are known for offering interior design services that are complimentary when you shop with us.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're shopping within Coralberry Cottage and you come to us, then all of those services are complimentary.
Mm, nice.
So have a great, as your magazine illustrates, we have a lot of great examples of a lot of whole homes that we've done. In some instances, we'll just do a great room, or we may just help you with simply finding a very comfortable chair. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we offer all the different services to help you with your home needs.
Awesome. Well, Coralberry Cottage, you folks have experienced an expansion, and I'm looking at this big opening here. You already had a very spacious showroom here at Coralberry Cottage to begin with, and now you've expanded by about a third, is that right?
Yep, exactly. You're exactly right, Tim. We were originally 2,400 square feet, and then we've taken the space next door to us, so we're now 3,600 square feet. My partner Melissa and I have focused really hard on still keeping that nice cozy feel, but at the same time giving you more choices. So even though it still only represents probably 2% of what we can actually purchase, there's just more options. So there's so many people that still want to touch and feel it rather than just purchasing it through a catalog or looking at something online. So it's really nice to offer a little bit more from that aspect. We also always were a little bit limited on our bedding because beds simply take up so much space. Yeah. And so this was a big focus for us, was that we could also expand a little bit further into the bedroom. So we have beautiful setups, as you can see. Some of the ladies earlier were just commenting on how much they love coming into Coralberry and seeing all of our little vignettes that we have. So you can truly visualize what the space will be once it's complete.
Right, right. Yeah, who should shop at Coralberry Cottage?
Great question. Everybody. The style is very fitting for so many different people. You know, we have a very nice eclectic mix of things, but our real, if we're to actually give a style, it's English country with a coastal flair, which is you know, works in so many homes because we not only is it very comfortable, but the style is casual but elegant. So it's you know, it's not real formal, but at the same time it's something that when you walk in you're very proud of your home, because it's it speaks of who you are, and it says that I'm comfortable, I'm casual, but I'm beautiful.
We've got the holidays coming up. What kind of suggestions would you make to homeowners if they wanted to make some quick updates of their home? I know ordering sofas takes about 8-10 weeks to get in.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. So of course with Thanksgiving coming up quickly, there's a lot of people that our linens are. You know, there's no one else that has better linens than we do. We have a lot of great holiday linens, both for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's a fun way to, in an economical way, to add a lot of splash and bring the season in without having to spend too much. We actually usually have a big run on dining room tables this time of year, you know, since there's a little pressure on some people to be hosting, and so they want to really dress that up. Or, of course, our cupboards are also amazing to host, you know, to hold all of your things in there. But for the most part, I would say, you know, the linens and we also we purposely try to wait till after a little bit further into bringing out our Christmas. But Coralberry is known for having wonderful ornaments and just lots of great Christmas decorations as well.
And very unique. You're probably not going to find if you purchase something at Coralberry Cottage, you visit a neighbor's house, you're probably not going to find the same item, right?
Most likely. If they have it, it's because they shopped here too.
Oh, okay.
we actually, when we go to market, we make a strong effort to make sure that we're not purchasing anything that anyone else in our zip code has. We love that we have unique things, so we're actually disappointed if we find out someone else is carrying it, but we make a really strong effort to bring unique things and a lot of things from the New England area, so that it's things that no one else, you know, that we'll find. So it's a great gift for others too. Mm.
Where'd you get the name Coralberry Cottage?
We worked really hard to come up with that name. A lot of it was driven because we love a pop of color, and we love really soothing colors, but at the same time, we love a little pop. So one of our favorite colors to have a little pop in is really a more of a coral. It's an orange, red, so it's a coral, and we wanted to bring in the English influence of the berry or the berry, so it's a coral berry. And then, of course, all of our style is very fitting for cottages, so it's a Coralberry Cottage.
Nice. So there actually is a Coralberry?
There is actually a Coralberry. Yes, exactly.
Awesome. That's interesting. And how long has Coralberry Cottage been in business?
We just had our fourth anniversary this June, and we thought that it was an appropriate time to expand. We were very hesitant because we wanted to still ensure that we had a nice cozy feel to the showroom, which is, you know, something that people like, that it's not overwhelming when you walk in here. So after 4 years, we felt like the market has improved, and we thought that this was an appropriate time to do so.
Mm-hmm. And I see, just looking around, a lot of artwork on the walls and lamps and a lot of accessories, a lot of things that homeowners could come to Coralberry Cottage right now and shop for.
and really have a nice impact for Thanksgiving and the holidays in December.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's fun. We usually tell people that they need to make two or three passes around because we've purposely have it so layered with so many great pieces that that you can't catch it all in the first round. But we do have everything that you need for a home. As you mentioned, you know, from beginning to end, as far as furnishing and accessories, we also stage a lot of homes too with our accessories, and that really kind of gives it that completion. So we're not just a furniture showroom because we feel like you really have to have the final pieces to make it a full mm-hmm. home.
You know, when it comes to updating their home, making some cosmetic changes and so forth, a lot of times homeowners don't really know where to turn. They don't know if there's actually somebody that could help them with that. Talk about the whole home design that Coralberry Cottage can help homeowners with.
Okay, yeah, we have, since we've opened, we have a number of great homes, which of course make for great ads as well in your magazine. But we work with interior designers, but we also, a lot of people feel like they would rather do it directly with us. So we're, of course, open to doing either route. But when they come in, as you know, I'm an architect, so people will bring their floor plans. And in many instances, they've actually been my own designs, mm-hmm. too. But we first we'll lay it out. We'll get their wish list, and they'll tell us exactly what they would like to see in the space. We also learn a little bit about how they live, so that we understand. You know, for instance, I was asking someone yesterday. You know, when you're watching TV, do you like to cuddle together on the sofa, or do you like to watch in a nice comfortable recliner, or you know exactly how they live. So that then we will initially come up with a layout, mm-hmm. a furniture space plan. Then we'll start the selections of the fabrics and colors and textures and match those with the actual pieces, and then segue that into breaking it down into an itemized price list so that they can get a sense of exactly what the total cost will be. All of this is actually a complimentary service, as I mentioned earlier. And then we then are so thrilled that majority of all of our buyers are just baffled that the bottom number is as low as it is, because they really are expecting it to be quite a bit higher, and so we usually always are under budget as well. And then that's when we also get to put in some original artwork or G-glaze, you know, depending on what their budget is, and then finalizing it with the accessories and staging it in their home as well. So so it is a true start to finish process, and we really strive hard to make it fun and enjoyable and not very stressful.
And if homeowners have some existing pieces that they want to try to integrate in with some of the new pieces from Coralberry Cottage, how do you handle that?
A great question. We one of the very first things we do too is at that beginning stage, we find out what pieces those are, and then we get the dimensions, take photographs, and then we integrate those into the overall design.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, how can folks get more information about Coralberry Cottage?
You can go to our website, which is www.coralberrycottage.com. You can come visit us at 976 Houston Northcutt, Suite A in Mount Pleasant, and that's in the Northcutt Plaza. We're diagonal from Cinnabar. Bacco Restaurant and La Pizzeria are in our shopping center as well. And or you can call us, 843-884-2225.
Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Liz Baker with Coralberry Cottage, and you definitely want to stop by Coralberry Cottage and see their big expansion here at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard, right at the corner of Houston Northcutt and Coleman in Mount Pleasant. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the newly expanded Coralberry Cottage. And they're located at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Kathy McKay with McKay Insurance. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing well, Tim. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thank you. Take a moment and tell everybody about McKay Insurance.
McKay Insurance is an independent insurance agency in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, representing various insurance carriers such as the Hartford, the Travelers, AIG, representing various insurance carriers, providing coverage, property casualty insurance coverage on your behalf.
Gotcha. So homeowners, for homeowners insurance, McKay Insurance can help?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Homeowners, business, autos, umbrellas, recreational vehicles.
Gotcha. Okay. What would be the advantage to working with an independent insurance carrier like yourself, like McKay Insurance, versus one of the direct writers out there?
Options. As independent, trusted choice agents, we represent various insurance companies. So when you come to me for a quote, I'm going to look at your risk, or your home, if you will, and I'm going to match it to the best market that's going to give you terms and conditions meeting your needs at the best price. Mm. The direct writer is a one-horse show, mm-hmm. in that they would obtain a price from their carrier without the option of reviewing other companies and their pricing and their terms and conditions. So we can adapt it to exactly a little bit better to what you need as opposed to a canned product.
I see. So kind of a one size fits all with the direct writers of insurance out there, the big companies you see advertising a lot, and versus an independent insurance company like McKay Insurance. No matter what the situation is with your customer, you can shop how many different insurance providers?
I can't even give you a number.
Hundreds?
Probably more than, well, hundreds is a little bit much.
Okay.
That would take
dozens.
Okay. Dozens is a better.
Gotcha.
But we can basically access markets that we represent that perhaps are better tailored to what you need and don't fit into a singular mold.
Give a couple of examples of how McKay Insurance has helped homeowners buy better insurance for a lower cost based on that homeowner's specific needs.
Okay. In certain areas, particularly on the coast, you have available to the consumer coverage through the South Carolina Windstorm and Hail Pool. And that's not a bad thing. We have a good product through our Windstorm and Hail Pool, but is it as good as the open market product? It is not. But a lot of direct writers, if you're eligible for the Windstorm and Hail Pool, they will write your coverage excluding the wind and place your Windstorm and Hail with the South Carolina Wind Pool. In doing so, the coverage is more times than not less broad than what you're getting through an independent agent who has markets that are willing to write risk within that windstorm and hail pool,
mm-hmm.
on one product through one policy.
It just
depends. You have to shop it, but we can write a front beach home through a standard market and avoid the wind pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you'll go to a direct market in a lot of cases, and their reinsurance treaties just say you can't do that. So they can write the home, yes, but you might find yourself in the wind pool for the peril of windstorm and hail.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of if there's two football teams, you've got dozens and dozens of players to choose from, and you can say, oh, okay, I need this player because you're an expert at this, and I'll use this player because you're an expert at that. Whereas your opposing football team, they've only got one player, and that's it. That's that one player does one thing, and that's all you have to choose from.
That is correct. That's
gotcha.
A great analogy.
Okay, well, I understand.
We're Clemson with a really good backup.
There you go. Well, obviously, I bet McKay Insurance has been very busy the past few months with the 1,000-year flood that South Carolina has been experiencing. And talk about that a little bit.
You know, Charleston did really well through those floods. And for those people affected, I don't mean to make it sound minimal. A lot of people were affected terribly by it, but fortunately, in Charleston County, most areas are projected to be in a flood zone. There are some that are not. If you are borrowing money on your house and drawing a mortgage and you're not in a flood zone, your bank won't require you to have flood. chances are you're not going to pay attention to the flood, but it is excluded from your homeowner's coverage. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would recommend from these floods is that we did see flooding in areas that were not denoted as flood zone by FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
When you are buying insurance, just ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not in a flood zone, chances are the bank's not going to require you to have it. But ask about it, because it doesn't mean you're not eligible for flood insurance. It just means that you are not required to have it to get mm-hmm. a bank loan. And areas flooded that, unfortunately, FEMA did not denote as a flood zone. Thus, property owners in Somerville, for instance, there was a lot of flooding in Somerville. Those people in Somerville were not in a flood zone. They didn't have flood insurance, because they weren't in a flood zone.
Mm-hmm.
You can still buy it. Ask. You've got to ask, get a price, and then talk about coverages and weigh risk reward. It may or may not benefit you to have it. It was a 1,000-year flood, so it's going to be up to the individual and what their degree of risk is personally.
What are some of those risk reward things that homeowners would consider when thinking about buying flood insurance, even though it's not required? And is that something that McKay could kind of help them with that decision, decide whether the cost is...
Absolutely. And I think most trusted choice agents would be able to help you with that. And what you're going to want to look at is, okay, what are my coverages? Am I going to get paid on actual cash value, or are they going to depreciate everything? And then what's the cost of the flood, and what's my deductible? If you have a $2,000 deductible, the flood costs $650 a year. You know, you're $2,600 out of pocket with the first claim.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to have to weigh, okay, I'm going to get depreciated, $2,600 out of pocket. Is it worth it for me to spend that $600 year in and year out, or do I want to bank on we're not going to have another 1,000-year flood for the next 1,000 years,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to spend that $600 a year.
Mm. What do you generally recommend to people that they have flood insurance even though it's not required?
We don't always recommend that they have flood insurance if it's not required. If it's in an X zone, and this has truly been a 1,000-year flood. We've not seen this in the past. If it was in an X zone, chances are it did not. You know, chances are it has not flooded in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We inform our clients that and show it on the homeowner's letter, quite frankly, that, you know, it doesn't provide coverage for flood. By the way, earthquake sort of works the same way.
Mm.
Although banks don't require earthquake as yet, but earthquake's generally not included unless you buy it back. So we just want to make sure our client is informed that it doesn't have flood or quake, and if these particular perils are of concern to you, then please call us and we'll
talk about the pricing for insurance. And it seems like everything is going up. Is it a good time to maybe consider shopping around for a better policy?
It's always a good time to shop around for a better policy. Just be sure that you understand your comparisons. If you're not working with a trusted choice independent agent, then their chances are they're not shopping it internally. So you want to be sure that you look at a couple of places. Insurance costs over the last year have dropped a little bit. And the reason they've dropped is because we've had additional companies come into the marketplace, and obviously, you know, supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So insurance costs have dropped. It is projected that they will continue to drop through 2016. They don't drop as dramatically on the coast as they do in other areas. However, we are affected, and it has been dropping. We do have more markets that are entering, and I strongly suggest shop it.
Hmm.
Chances are you might be able to save a little money.
So folks can pick up the phone and call McKay Insurance and explain what their situation is and tell you what kind of insurance they have now. And what's the process? How long does it take for you to let the customer know whether they can save or not?
You know, we can generally identify by the carrier you're written with. We can, and the based on the replacement cost of your home and the carrier you're written with, whether or not it's a competitive product, and we'll identify that and say to you, you know what, you've got a good product. You don't need to shop around. You might save, you know, you might save 5%, but I would never recommend somebody leave a current company just to save 5-10%. Mm-hmm. I think you, there's something to say, to be said for loyalty and relationships, and that also works with insurance companies. Mm-hmm. So certainly worth shopping, but generally we can identify based on the carrier you're with at the current time whether or not we can compete with it. Mm-hmm. And if so, generally we'll provide a price.
Okay. Well, how can folks get more information about McKay Insurance?
Rest Insured Charleston.
Restinsured.com.
Yes, not
not rest assured.
Not rest assured. Restinsuredcharleston.com.
Gotcha. And if they did a Google search for McKay Insurance, I'm sure your name would come up with restinsured.com.
It should, yes, sir. Okay. Or you can find us on Facebook.
Okay, good deal. And phone number?
843-881-2229.
And you folks have a location, is it on Daniel Island?
No, we have a location right here in Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant.
1321
okay.
Chuck Dolly Boulevard.
Awesome. Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Kathy McKay with McKay Insurance. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage, located at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard, right at the corner of Houston Northcutt and Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Shoshana Such with In-N-Out Outdoor Cabinetry. How are you doing, Shoshana?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Shoshana, take a moment and tell everybody about In and Outdoor Cabinetry.
Sure thing. It's indoor cabinetry, semi-custom, custom. And then outdoor cabinetry, which is specific to the weather outdoors. And it's a product line, and actually I'm expanding the product lines, but they can be washed down. They don't change with the change of the temperatures, and they last forever. So it's a great, you have to have a specific product for outdoors. A lot of people learn by experiencing that wood doesn't work well outdoors, and especially not down here.
So we're talking about if someone wanted to have an outdoor kitchen, for example.
Correct.
They wouldn't necessarily want to buy cabinetry that will typically go inside their house. They need some specialized cabinetry for the outdoors.
Exactly. And what I'm finding more and more is a lot of houses around here are built up, and there are areas under the homes that people want to start making use of because it's shaded.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're taking vents from under the home and taking them to the exterior portion so that they can actually grill and have refrigerators and bars and do all of these items under the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then still have their whole yard for the other activities that they like to do.
Mm-hmm. What makes the outdoor cabinetry from In and Outdoor Cabinetry unique? What makes it weatherproof?
Okay, well, the first line, and the line I know the best, is NatureCast. It's a high-density resin with a PVC interior and stainless steel fittings. These products are not affected by climate of any kind, and they can be washed down if you want to. You don't even have to. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about 14 finishes, and some of the finishes look as gorgeous as an old Cape Cod home, if that's mm-hmm. the style. And some look as lovely as a contemporary European kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like wood. And that's the beautiful thing about NatureCast. It looks like wood. It costs about the same as anything else on the market.
Mm.
So that's my favorite line.
I was going to ask you, is there a big price jump when you purchase a cabinetry that is meant for the outdoors specifically?
Well, that is true. People always gasp because the average price per linear foot for indoor is about $300 for a nice wood product. And for outdoors, the average retail price is about $900.
Mm.
So it's about three times more.
Gotcha. But it's going to hold up to some of the challenging conditions that we have here in Charleston, which sounds a little funny because Charleston's such a beautiful city and we have beautiful weather. But the reality is we have termites,
Is
it going to hold up to termites?
Yes, termites don't get through high-density resin or plastic. That's not of interest to them.
Gotcha. We have a lot of humidity and moisture here in the Charleston mm-hmm. area. Is the in and outdoor cabinetry going to stand up to heat with heat, humidity, moisture?
Yes, it doesn't expand or contract. It's a resin, so it just stays as it is.
And then we've got salty air here in Charleston, and everything seems to rust. And I've talked to homeowners before who've told me they'll be sitting out at their back porch on Isle of Palms, and a lamp, a sconce on the wall will just fall off, and it's because that's its time. It's rusted away, and that was obviously not built. That sconce was not built for this salty, humid air here in Charleston.
Exactly. So we use all stainless fittings, and any of the lines that I rep are all equally as good in terms of weather.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends what somebody wants to use. Some people like stainless. Some people hate stainless because it scratches easily. Some people like the resin, and some people want more of a plastic that they're not concerned about the beauty of the high density resin with nature cast, and they're happier with something that looks a little more rugged and plastic.
Mm-hmm. What's the process? Talk about the process when you're working with a customer for an outdoor kitchen. In an outdoor cabinetry, you folks are providing the all-weather cabinetry, but how does that work with some of the other items that will go into that outdoor cabinetry, that outdoor kitchen, whether it be a grill or refrigerators, appliances, that sort of thing?
Excellent question. Some people have some of these items already in their home, and they want to build a kitchen around the items that they have. Some people want to purchase new. And so I've partnered with local people who will work with the pricing that somebody could even get on the internet, because there are some really good internet sites out there. And I suggest that everybody do their homework and their research and look at the brands that interest them. But I have connections here that understand what I am doing, and I don't sell those items, but I have contacts with people who do, and they will match the online pricing. And I think the nice thing about that is then you have a person you can go to, or somebody that can come to you if you have a problem. And nobody likes to have problems.
Mm-hmm. But they're inevitable. I mean, no matter how much you spend on something, you buy a Mercedes car, it takes there are maintenance things you have to do for it. So
right. So
and when it comes to your home, a lot of times you're not going to be maintaining items for your home like you do maintain your car.
Right. We don't do inspections and things like that, and we don't get oil changes. So when something breaks, it breaks at the most opportune time when you're ready to have a cookout.
Right.
So it's good to have people you can call and answers you can get locally instead of being forced to go get a replacement product in a very short period of time, which may not be necessary.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to maintenance and cleanup and so forth, my idea of the perfect outdoor kitchen or outdoor cabinetry would be I hook up the hose and I hose it down, and that's how I clean it. Is that possible?
Well, typically, I mean, on a grill type of a product, you usually want to get the wire brush. And you want to clean it that way, and you want to make sure that if there's a grease trap of some sort, that you keep that clean so it doesn't overflow or catch on fire. But essentially, on the grills, if you keep them clean, they'll run a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a quality one that's made of stainless or other component. You know, there are other materials that are impervious to the weather here. So mm-hmm. that's really important if you want something that will last a long time. But keeping things clean is critical. On the cabinetry side of things, you really don't have to. And then on the refrigerators, you know, it's like anything else. If there could be dust or dirt under or behind, you make sure that the energy is flowing efficiently.
Mm-hmm. And back to in and outdoor cabinetry, working with local companies, when it comes to pulling it all together, how would you help?
Well, I serve, if somebody comes to me and they count on me to measure the space and put together the plan and have it installed and do all that work, then I like to stay in the middle of it, and I like to serve as their liaison and as a guide. Mm-hmm. And even if I need to communicate with other businesses, which I typically do, mm-hmm. and I help arrange it all. I don't necessarily take responsibility for everybody's actions, but I make it easier on the homeowner. Homeowners like to work with one person, mm-hmm. ideally. So I slip into that mode, and I make it clear what my role is, but I'm happy to help. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal for me.
Good deal. And I understand that in and outdoor cabinetry, you folks are... can help homeowners now with closets?
Yes, we picked up a closet line. It's called Real Closet. What ends up happening when you get into somebody's home with anything kitchen related is people are thinking storage and cabinetry and organization, and those are items that come up when I meet with people. And I found a huge need to help people with their closets. So I found a line called Real Closet. It's a green line, eco-friendly line made with green materials. It's all wood and has beautiful finishes. It comes in three colors, white, Java, and a natural wood color. Uses chrome pieces, mm-hmm. and it works with the 2020 program that I already work with in my kitchens. So I can design things pretty easily, mm-hmm. and they can be semi-custom, and they can be very as easy as picking out, oh, I like that design. We have about from A to Z a bunch of designs just to pick from that are a done deal, or we can customize it to what somebody's interested in. So I find that, you know, what typically happens too, and because I work with Shelf Genie too, as you know, I've become very good at helping people understand where things need to go.
Yeah.
And I catch a lot of people who are in the process of moving, and I've been able to help them figure out where everything's going to go before they've ever moved. Mm. I've got labels on drawings, and they feel great, and I feel great, and it's a ton of fun for me.
So you act as a professional organizer as well,
yeah.
as installing,
yeah.
their new closet system.
Yeah, I knew that OCD in me would come out handy one day.
Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about your indoor cabinetry, your outdoor cabinetry, and closets.
Sure thing. I have a website. It is inandoutdoorcabinetry.com. It's all spelled out. I have a phone number, 843-670-1392. Or they can call Charleston Home and Design and say, who is Shoshana Such and how do we find her?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Yeah, we welcome those calls. All right. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Such with In and Outdoor Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Shoshana. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the newly expanded Coralberry Cottage, located at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard in the Northcutt Plaza, right at the corner of Northcutt and Coleman Boulevards in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm good, and you?
Good, good. Nancy, take a moment and tell everybody about Swift Appliance.
Swift Appliance is located at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. We're family-owned and operated. We do our own installations. We can do cabinet modifications and granite cutting, just about anything you can do to either modify an existing or to do a brand-new kitchen.
Gotcha. So Swift Appliance, you folks specialize in appliances, high-end appliances?
I would say pretty much everything. We kind of get everything. We're not necessarily your high-end, but we're not necessarily the bottom of the barrel, but you can get a great deal. We always take advantage of wonderful deals, so we're really out there for everybody.
Gotcha. Why should someone shop at Swift Appliance versus going to one of the big box stores?
Well, first of all, buy local. That's where I'll start. But
right.
Besides that, we're family owned and operated, mm-hmm. and obviously we're there for the customer. Can't say that about the big box store, because when you try to get in touch with them when you have a problem, it's very difficult. We're here for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. Is the pricing more expensive at an independent appliance store?
Absolutely not. In fact, many, many times we are much lower than you'll get at a Home Depot or Lowe's or any of the other big box stores.
I see. Well, what are you finding your customers at Swift Appliance? What are they shopping for these days?
So a lot of our customers, whether they're either downsizing or coming from someplace else and they're renovating, they're really looking for more functioned and what's best bang for they can get for their buck, which also shows a lot of trends going towards induction cooking and steam cooking and things that are healthier for this, but it's also better for us environmentally, but it's also a better way to cook. Induction really has made a huge impact on us lately. We have been selling a lot more than we ever have before.
What is induction cooking?
Induction cooking works on magnets. So in order to find out whether those pans you have and love at home, just take a magnet to the back of it. If a magnet sticks, you'll be able to use them on induction cooking. But induction cooking is much faster than gas or electric cooking. And the nice thing about it is the surface really doesn't get hot because it's all working on magnets. So it's very nice. It's good to have around children and other things, but boiling water is in no time at all.
I'm rushing around trying to heat up some hot dogs for my daughters the other night. Probably takes about 10 minutes on a gas range to get that water boiling. How quickly will it boil with an induction?
I would say you'd be almost at half the time that you could get the induction to cook at. Also, another reason why a lot of people go to induction in this area is because there's so many people that have propane versus natural gas. Mm-hmm. And when you convert a natural gas product to propane, you lose about 12% of the heat.
Okay, gotcha. And you mentioned, do you need a special type of cookware when you're using induction cooking?
Yes, you need something that has magnets and it's also flat on the bottom so that it can get that conduction between it. But unlike when you turn down an electric cooktop or an electric surface and that heat's still there and it doesn't go away, and you end up eventually burning whatever you're doing, induction is instantaneous, just like gas. And that's why we all like gas, is because when we turn it on low, it goes on low. And again, it's functionality and it works extremely well and more efficient for our customers.
And if you have small children and they reach up and touch the induction, the burner on an induction range, what's going to happen?
They'll get hurt if they touch the pot. And the pot, of course, sitting on the surface is going to make it a little warmer. But once you move that, it's going to go away and it's going to be cool to the touch.
Interesting. Okay, good deal. What if a homeowner came in and money was no object, what kinds of appliances would you recommend that they have in their kitchen?
That's a little difficult because that could be a lot of different configurations. One would be obviously a pro range is what so many people are going with because it's one range. It's got everything. You've got your oven. You've got everything on there. If money is no object and you really want the best of all worlds, then I'd probably say go with the pro range. Put a steam oven in. The steam oven is a wonderful thing, and then you could put a microwave below that. But the steam oven, you can do so much with it. Steam is a wonderful way to cook. Unlike your microwave, it's not going to make things rubbery. It'll actually be better for your leftovers because it keeps everything nice and moist. And most of the convection ovens, steam ovens that are out now, you can also use them as a convection oven as well. But the steam just keeps everything so moist, and it just makes it so that it cooks much nicer. And there's no transfer of flavor. So as demonstrated on one of the ones that we had done, you could do green beans at the bottom, a piece of salmon, and custards on the top, and none of the flavors will transfer between them.
Interesting. And this is referred to as steam cooking?
Yes. So okay. It's a steam oven that you can get. They're not huge cavities, but you can cook an entire meal. You can do a roast in there. You can do a lot of other things in there.
Huh. Interesting. And this is kind of a newer trend in appliances?
Yes. And it's something we're definitely seeing more and more. We've got steam ovens in our Bosch Benchmark line as well as in our Janair line. Both of them definitely have it. And our Bosch Benchmark, we actually have a live display in the back of the new kitchen and company. So you're actually able to see the induction cooktop as well as the steam oven.
Gotcha. Kitchen & Company is that new retail store?
That's the new retail store up in right over by Dick's. Yes, they've got it's a great little kitchen store, but in the back they have all of those live.
Gotcha. Yeah, and those were provided by?
Well, by Bosch and Swift Appliance.
Very nice, very nice. So people can kind of see and touch and feel them and then head over to Swift Appliance to make the purchase.
Absolutely, absolutely. They had a demo last week and they were doing cream puffs in the steam oven and people couldn't say enough good things about it.
Oh my goodness, wow. And what if somebody was downsizing and they were... What kinds of appliances would you recommend to them if they just kind of wanted more of the basic things in their kitchen?
Then really listen to them and to find out exactly what it is they want and the way they cook. There are definitely ways, but if you're downsizing, a lot of the freestanding ranges, the slide-ins freestanding, offer an extra drawer at the bottom, which is actually a baking drawer. So for so many of my customers who are used to having a double wall oven or two ovens, this gives them the best of both worlds. It gives you a full-size oven, and then it gives you a baking drawer that goes up to 450. And either that or on that hot summer day when you want to cook something, you don't have to heat up an entire oven cavity. You're able to do something small. Mm. A lot of my customers who are downsizing really love that idea because they're so used to their double wall ovens or two ovens that they appreciate that kind of an idea.
And once a customer buys the appliances from Swift Appliance, that's when you kind of hand off the appliances to an outside installer. Is that correct?
No, we do our own installations. So we will, once you come in and you've picked your appliances, we give you your specs so that all your specs are everything you need. If we're going to do your install, especially on a brand new kitchen, we like to kind of go over a week beforehand and just double check that all the electrical and gas and everything you're doing are all in the right places so that when we come out there, we can come out there and do one complete install.
That's kind of unique. Most appliance stores work with a separate company to do the install.
Yes, a lot of them definitely do. In fact, I think we're the only ones that actually do our own installations. But
Who does those installations?
My husband does those installations, and he has over 25 years experience installing appliances, so he knows what he's doing.
That's right. I think I remember you telling me in a previous radio interview he was a general contractor?
Yes, at one time he was a general contractor, so he knows the business extremely well, and it's why he likes to do those pre-inspections, because he knows things get lost in between, and some things get lost in translation, so we like to know that when we get in there, we can do it nice and smooth and get it done in one shot.
Another good reason to buy local and do business with a local company like Swift Appliance.
Absolutely.
Well, how can folks get more information from Swift Appliance?
Okay, well, you can go to our website at www.swiftappliancesc.com. Or you can come into our store, which is at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Mount Pleasant. It's in the same plaza with Eco Fitness and the bowling alley.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. Thanks, Nancy. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Andrea Futerol with Aqua Blue Pools. How you doing, Andrea?
Hey, Tim. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you. We always ask you if you want to do a radio interview. You always turn us down, so it's awesome to be able to sit down with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be able to have the time to get over here and chat with you.
Right. Well, take a moment and tell everybody about Aqua Blue Pools.
Well, Aqua Blue Pools is coming up on its 25th anniversary next year, 2016. We have been designing and building gunite pools, which are concrete pools, and we do it for homeowners, builders, architects, landscape architects. We service and maintain pools. So once the pool is built, we're designed, then built, and then we can maintain the pool if that's something that the homeowner would like for us to do. Mm-hmm. So we can pretty much be involved from the very beginning all the way through the entire life cycle of the pool, which is a very long time.
Right, right.
Yeah, however long they stay in their house.
Well, what are you seeing? Aqua Blue Pools, by the way, one of the busiest pool companies in town. I see your building permits all the time. I mean, how many pools will Aqua Blue Pools build this year?
Wow. So we probably would end up building, I would say, anywhere between 150 to 200 right around there.
These are all custom pools.
Yeah, most of them are. We also do fiberglass. We do install the San Juan fiberglass pools, and so there are some San Juan fiberglass pools into the mix.
Good deal. What's the difference between the pluses and minuses between a fiberglass pool and a gunite pool, which you mentioned gunite being concrete?
So the difference is not sure about a plus or minus factor, but it's usually up to the homeowner and what they want in their backyard. And so with the gunite pools, what ends up happening is that you have an unlimited design options, so you're not limited to your size or the shape of the pool or what you can do with it and how you can build it architecturally. So if you want to add in raised walls to a pool with water features and, you know, just do a lot of different things with a gunite pool, you can do that.
I always say if you want a banjo-shaped pool, a gunite pool is the way to go because it can be any shape, any size, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what about maintenance issues? Are there any kind of maintenance problems with gunite versus a fiberglass?
So with the gunite pools, over time, it could require redoing the interior finish, refinishing the interior of the pool, which interior finishes can range anywhere from an aggregate type finish to a pebble finish. Then you get more into your higher end type finishes, which consist of tiling the entire interior of a pool, which we do if that's something the homeowners want. And usually that the longevity of tile, that's a tile finish, like a porcelain tile finish, or it could be glass tile, is pretty long. It's much, much longer than any other type of finish out there. But it's also much more expensive to do that type of a finish on a pool.
Right.
Yeah.
What's in, how many years will they get out of a gunite pool before it needs to be resurfaced?
So you're looking at anywhere from 10 plus years. I mean, it could go up to 20 years. It depends on how the pool is maintained, how the chemicals are balanced, and making sure on a daily basis that that's something that's addressed and adjusted accordingly.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the process of choosing to have a pool built in your backyard. Aqua Blue Pools, you folks have this awesome design center out in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And describe the design center, the demonstration swimming pools that you have there, and kind of the process that a customer would go through when working with Aqua Blue Pools.
Sure. So a lot of times what happens is if somebody has not had a pool before, or even if they have had a pool, we invite them to come out. And what we like to do is show them the three different pools that we have out there. So there are three different shapes of pools. You've got a rectangle pool, infinity pool, and then a freeform pool.
And what is an infinity pool?
An infinity pool is like the pools that usually you'll see them at resorts, but we do quite a few of them in the Charleston metro area. Usually they're on the more higher end type homes, and it looks like the water just flows over one of the walls and you can't really tell where it's going. It just looks like it just either infinity goes into the horizon if it's water blending in with the Atlantic Ocean. Sometimes they're called disappearing edge pools. So it looks like the water's just falling over the edge and you don't know where it's going. It actually falls into a trough or a catch basin and it gets recirculated back into the pool.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an infinity pool. And you mentioned a rectangular pool that's on site at the Aqua Blue Pools Design Center, and then also a freeform pool. Mm-hmm. And a freeform is just
curvy,
kind of kidney shaped or whatever.
Yeah, it can be any shape. It could have a kidney. It could be just a multitude of different curves and flowing in and out. It looks more natural. Mm-hmm. So if some folks are going for a natural type look in their backyard versus something formal like a rectangle pool, then a freeform pool is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times too, freeform pools can blend in if a property has some odd setbacks or, you know, property lines that you have to work within to establish the template or the footprint of where the pool will go into the backyard. You can work pretty well with the curves.
Right.
It just depends
around
on
trees,
the shapes
and things like that.
Yeah.
That's neat. And so someone visits the Aqua Blue Pools Design Center in Hollywood, and what you're showing them the three demonstration pools, and take us from there. What kinds of questions will Aqua Blue Pools ask, and how do you help that homeowner choose that perfect pool?
Yeah. So beyond the shapes and the sizes of what we have available on site, they'll look at the types of interior finishes that each pool has. They'll be able to touch and feel the different types of finishes. So you can have like a more polished type finish where it's very smooth. You could have a pebble finish where it's a little more, has a different, has texture to it. So they'll be able to really touch and feel and see how the pool would look, how a pool with that type of finish would look, how it's going to feel. We encourage our clients to come dressed in their flip-flops and their shorts, take their shoes off, bring their kids with them, and just kind of walk around the pools, on the steps and the benches. And
are there any popular features that are built into these three demonstration pools? Water features, any kind of special lighting, other things that homeowners, bells and whistles that homeowners are seeking?
Yes. So we have water features on a couple of the pools, and specifically deck jets that will spout like water streams into the pool. And then you also have bubbler fountains that come up from our sun ledge, which is in the pool, also known as a Baja ledge, all this different pool terminology, but uh-huh. These bubbler fountains will just come up and you can adjust the heights of them. So they can be set lower, they can go higher, you can, differentiate. If you have three bubbler fountains, which one of our pools does, then you can set some higher and some lower to give it a different look. And you can have lights inside of those fountains where when the water is bubbling up, that this actual color, the color of the light will just shine right through.
Gotcha.
And so you have different lighting options, LED lights. There's a spa on the rectangle pool where it has copper scupper water spillers that come through that allow the water to spill through into the pool. So that's another water feature.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's really pretty.
And then does Aqua Blue Pools, do you folks... as far as filtration, are they salt systems, or is there another type of system that Aqua Blue Pools will help homeowners with?
Yeah. So as far as the pool equipment goes, sanitizing the pool is mostly with salt. It's usually what the clients like to have.
And that doesn't make the water salty. It's
right.
Just it's referred to as a salt system. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so the salt system is actually a salt chlorine generator, so to speak, and it actually converts. When you put salt into the pool, you just pour regular salt into a pool, and you can buy bags of it at Home Depot or Walmart or wherever. It's a lot less expensive than buying chlorine tablets, and it's people prefer storing salt over chlorine tablets. But it just recirculates through the system into the chlorine generator, which generates the salt naturally into the chlorine atoms.
Hmm.
And
okay.
There's your sanitizing system.
Right, right.
And you can add a lot of other things too. You could add UV light is another feature that can be added.
Mm-hmm. What's the UV light
bacteria.
Do? Oh, I see. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that was my next question is, and we're almost out of time, but do you have to be a chemistry major to be able to service your own pool?
It shouldn't be that difficult. And sometimes folks that have maintained pools are pretty well familiar with it, but those who are not, we always train our clients on how to take care of their own pools so they're familiar, so that when we're not there those one time a week or twice a week maintaining the pool for them, that they can maintain their own chemical balancing and do the things that they need to do for the pool themselves. So it's relatively easy. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, how can folks get more information about Aqua Blue Pools?
Well, they could do it a couple different ways. They can visit our website at aquabluepools.net, or they can call us at our office, and that number is 843-767-POOL. which is 843-767-7665.
Okay, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Andrea Futerol with Aqua Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thanks, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.